Just this is just a continuation of the discussion.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So
your daughter was at school.
Well, you know, my daughter was at school, and I mean, this whole thing about assessment and, you know, what we put emphasis on in trying to measure people is has gone completely the wrong way around, in my view. My daughter was at school, and she suddenly got very excited about swimming, which is great. I'm all for that. Yeah. But you know, I'm extremely unathletic. My wife probably even less so. So I was curious about this, and then I figured out what was going on. In the classroom, they'd stripped all measurement of people away from each other. So she couldn't tell whether she was doing better or worse than the others in the class at maths or English or whatever it was.
She was like in a vacuum almost.
Because the theory was, you know, not to upset other people.
Yes, yeah.
Right? But the result of that was two negative. Firstly, swimming, the reason she enjoyed swimming is she could see whether she'd won or lost. That was the reason she got so excited about swimming. It's the only thing where she could see whether she'd won
or lost.
Whereas
in the classroom, she had this blinkered approach, like the horses in the race. She didn't know whether
she'd done better at maths or worse. She just didn't know. She knew the teacher liked somebody or didn't like somebody, but that was all she knew.
So the difficult thing is trying to find this balance between...
Well, you see, I think it's the wrong way around. I think they should have competition all the time.
Yes,
But it doesn't matter. Right, so she didn't do very well on this particular maths test. Who cares, right?
But that then might instill her to drive...
To do further, but it's not like this... instead of what we do, is stripping it all out, and then we're deciding we're going to have this big exam. And if you don't do 100% on that exam, your whole life is cast in doubt. Completely the wrong way. We should have little mini competitions all the time, and then not have these... You know, be all and end all exams as much as possible, but it's hard to transform.
Didn't somebody say though the difficulty? In fact, it might be Mick Waters who's doing his talk now. That part of the problem is we start to value what we can measure, rather than measuring what we can value.
Indeed. Yeah. I mean, this is a problem throughout society, as I mentioned.
The speed camera. Yes.
I mean, it's, you know, the question is, just because something's quantifiable, it is typically assumed an importance beyond its scope. And I think it's true of exams. I think exams are a fine thing, but they've assumed an importance beyond their ability to judge.
You used an analogy. You said, just because somebody drives past a speed camera below the speed limit, that does not mean they're a careful driver.
Absolutely.
And they, you know,
but, you know, it's... The problem there is, and you know, to some extent they've tried to deal with this, but the problem there is it's much easier to assess whether somebody's going above the speed limit than it is to assess whether they're not concentrating or driving poorly in other ways. And it's so therefore people tend to get booked for speeding, but that doesn't actually necessarily have the right effect in terms of, you know, improving their concentration, for example.
Now, I was going to throw you a bit of a loaded question here, I hope you're ready. And it's both, it's all around tautology, I think that's the meaning of words. And you mentioned a lot about programming, and you kept mentioning programming, but I don't think I heard you mention computational thinking. Do you see a distinction between the two concepts?
Let me think about that for a moment. I mean, I think computational thinking, I suppose I don't really. I think of, you know, programs are a way to summarize, in a sense, or to write down in a very descriptive way, you know, what one thinks about computation, what one's process that one's trying to have happen, or in a sense the maths that one's trying to have happen. So I just think that programs are a much more general way of writing that down than, for example, mathematical notation, which I think is more limiting. So I don't know if that quite answers your question, but I mean,
as you were answering this, I was thinking, I wonder if part of the problem is when people, hundreds of years ago, when people died, they said they died of consumption. Now that we've become more and more advanced, we can say, oh, it was this type of cancer, or it was this particular thing. I worry, well, I wonder if people use the word programming quite a lot, when sometimes they mean computational thinking, and sometimes
possibly
they mean... And there may be that programming is more of a skill, whereas computational thinking is more about understanding, and it's more of a discipline.
Yeah, okay, so I suppose my view of this is, programming is today's happens to be the right skill today for doing the computational thinking. And I don't disagree with you about that. You know, and again, I'm flexible. So if in 50 years the computers are very different and you're not typing stuff in, you're doing a different kind of way to represent it, as long as you can represent it well and work out the things you want to work out, I'm fine with that. Just like I currently don't use a quill for writing. Same issue.
Fantastic. Right, Conrad, you mentioned there was a website where people could go on to look at examples of these. Can you remember the name?
So we've set up this project called computerbasedmath.org.
Computerbasedmath.org.
And that would be a great place to... That has my talks on this and some of the materials and the newsletter and so forth, where we're trying to run this project forward. And I also periodically blog on my conradwolfram.com, which is my personal website.
And do you use Twitter?
I'm fairly